You know what all I right. what I really need right now, though?
I know what it is.
What is it? Hot chocolate? No.
It's Paul.
It's Paul. Are you sure it's Paul?
I don't know. I think it is Paul.
I think it is Paul.
Is it?
It's Paul. Press it.
Wait a minute.
Are you?
There's that theme.
I've been waiting all morning.
I hear it.
Da 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 da.
Ah, yes. It's our favorite guy from the movie, guys, Mr. Paul Preston. How are you, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Take a look at what's new with the liberal, baby-eating, pedophile Hollywood.
There you go.
I had some fetus blood this morning. It was delicious.
Isn't it, though? Just smooths the wrinkles out.
I warmed it up a little bit, too. Nom, 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 nom.
How are you doing, brother?
I am doing well. You know, same movies. Come on.
Well is good.
Yeah. Is there an update I could really give? Like, is there an update I could really give? Indoors a lot. Not working much. You know.
Same thing.
The thing.
I guess he could say he's, instead of saying he's well, he's a cistern.
A cistern.
Yeah, I could say that too. Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Wait, who's up today? What? Wrong guy. The wrong guy is out.
Yeah. Oh! Bazinga!
Get this!
Oh, can you check? I think my nose is bleeding. Can you check for
me? Oh, We should have a segment on, like, Paul does the rates sex scenes in movies. I was just thinking that for some reason.
Oh, hey, you could do that. Absolutely.
The best and worst.
Absolutely.
Twist my arm to research.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, this is a good one.
Oh, shut up.
This is a good one.
As you notice, as he moves in, turns his shoulder slightly.
You know, there's lesbian movies, too, and that doesn't occur. Okay, anyways. Paul.
Hello.
Make these guys stop.
there was another thing I did. I watched a lesbian movie.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it was on Tubi.
We'll talk about that in a little while.
All right.
I want to hear what movies.
Paul, what do you got for us today, buddy?
Yes. Was it a movie? Were there credits, Steve? Because otherwise, it's not a movie. You were just watching porn.
Tubi, Pornhub, what's it?
Tubi, yeah.
Well, today I have three movies to tell you about that are two of them are out now, one is out next Friday. We'll start with the one that's coming up because it's worth putting on your radar now, and when it comes out, you can go grab it on VOD. It's called Little Fish. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a little movie that could. So here's a premise that's unique. What if a virus ran amok all over humanity on Earth?
That's not possible. Not possible. I don't believe it.
This one's different, though. It's a virus that can slowly make you lose your memory and then just sort of wander the Earth not knowing anything. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, but, that's pretty much Steve's life.
What?
See, I'm not the only one.
Are we gonna have Paul on?
Yeah, we are.
Sometime this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. I can't wait.
This isn't
airing,
is it?
Are you ready for Paul, Steve?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Oh, finally.
The movie, this movie Little Fish, though, thankfully just hones in on one couple as they try and run from catching this thing so they don't lose their life with one another.
I saw the preview for this.
I did, too. Yeah. I saw the preview for this. I didn't remember the name.
Good. Yeah, I hope that it's getting out there because it's really good. Yeah. Olivia Cooke, if she played Artemis in Ready Player One, among other things.
Oh, I liked her. Yeah.
Yeah, and Jack O'Connell, he was the lead in Angelina Jolie's Unbroken, about the marathon runner who becomes a POW, and he should be working a lot more. He's really good as well. But it just shows you how strong story, strong relationship can tell a movie of any size without a huge budget. You know, like, this is a worldwide pandemic, but the budget is $250 million, but because they focus in so much on the couple and their personal, you know, dealings with one another, you don't miss the fact that we didn't have a huge airport sequence where there's mayhem and chaos and everyone's running around and people don't know what they're doing. You know, there's enough creativity to show this worldwide situation, but really the movie's about these two people. And Olivia Cooke is great. She's also in Sound of Metal right now.
Too. That looks depressing.
She's getting a lot of hype. Yeah, she was in a nasty little movie called Thoroughbreds. And O'Connell chose to say he should be working more, like I said before. He was in Money Monster with Jodie Foster and with Jodie Foster. Did she direct that? Oh, I can't remember. But Clooney is in that one with Julia Roberts. And so it's basically an interesting way to tell this love story because they're discovering it so they can keep their memories alive as we're discovering them as well. So it's kind of a loop in on itself of a bunch of interesting stuff. But again, two leads kind of carry the whole thing. And they shot it in 2019 with, you know, people in masks, loud, angry crowds, potential vaccines. It's like all there. They were on to this before this was a this. So,
interesting.
And then, ironically, the coronavirus delayed its release. Last April, it was supposed to play at Tribeca, but now it comes out the February 5th.
So it needed top billing. And
how meta. That's very, like, whoa.
Yeah, and I feel like I like dramas, I like good acting, I'm not so big on sci-fi. Taste this one because the sci-fi is ancillary to the drama. But it certainly casts its shadow over the whole movie. So that's a good one. Little Fish. The title may not...
like it.
Relate to anything I'm talking about. Of course, it does relate to the story once you start watching it.
Cool. What's number two, Paul?
Is that on, I think you guys have Apple TV Plus. There's so many streaming services now.
No.
I don't have that one either. I'm just not adding it to the list.
There's too many. But if you were to have Apple TV Plus, or if you have it, or if you go get the 7-day whatever test run, Palmer is the new film with Justin Timberlake that's out now.
Looks amazing.
And Sean, you're probably like me. You just sit there going, enough looks, talent, awards, money, ladies, Timberlake, enough already. And he's funny. Well, now he's dramatic as well. So he gives a nice, solid performance in this movie.
He is. He's done some other smaller roles and some other larger roles. He is actually a very good actor.
Oh, he's very talented.
Yeah. It's disgusting. But here he plays.
He's no Jon Bon Jovi, but he's pretty close though.
God, what the heck movie was that he was in many moons ago? She's So Lovely. Was he in that?
John?
Yeah.
I know he was in U571.
He had a 2 or 3 movie career. Yes, he was. That's right.
Yeah, he was in that, and then something about Valentine or whatever, which was his.
Valentino.
Yeah, that was like his first movie.
I'll let it go because, you know, no one wants to hear you Google who Sean Hayes is for 20 minutes.
Yeah. that was fun. No, it wasn't fun.
So this movie, Palmer, is a solid drama, even though it's familiar territory. Timberlake is just getting off a 12-year prison stint, ends up living with his grandmother. Next door is a super trashy couple, and they have a very interesting son named Sam who loves wearing makeup and angel wings. So there's your movie. Ex-con and boy princess, can they get along?
Wow.
Timberlake's good here. Again, that's kind of familiar territory with the kid that's in a bad situation, and can the unlikely person sort of inspire the young kid to be themselves, and will it make the ex-con be a better person as well? That's kind of familiar, but there's a good performance in there from Timberlake, and a really good one from Juno Temple as the strung-out mom. And the young kid, Ryder Allen, is, I guess he's brand new, but the kid sort of just owns that role. I mean, super young. He's got to be like 7 or something. Mm-hmm. He's really good.
I heard Timberlake talking about it today on NPR. They did an interview with him, and he said it was interesting for him to test the boundaries of where he came from in Tennessee as a very masculine country, you know, like a southern kind of guy. But then also he grew up with everybody calling him fag and gay because he was like to dance and he liked to sing and stuff like that. So he said for him it was like a tug of war because,
interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Like Brandi Carlile said, the joke's on him, clearly, with Timberlake.
There you go.
And, Timberlake could have given a little more pain to this part, but overall, because 12 years in Indiana is no joke, but he wears that masculinity you're talking about well, and there's anguish there. Maybe the deeper dive could have been in the writing, but again, when I say it's a solid drama, it's just that. It's tearjerker emotion. It's stakes. It's, you know, the ups and downs of this small town where this unpredictable thing makes everyone have to react differently, and you end up on the bad side of it or the smart side of it, and so that for that, it's a solid drama, and that's on Apple TV Plus.
So it pretty much does its job then. That's good.
Yeah.
And what's the third one there, Paul?
Just on HBO Max as of last night is The Little Things with Denzel Washington.
This is on my list. Rami Malek, let's go.
Yeah, you like the Rami Malek?
I saw the trailer for this.
He is a strange looking dude, but man, his voice, what he just He can kind of just do a little bit of anything for so far. From I think he's good.
I think he's a strange acting dude, too. It's looking, but also, it's like it's every time he takes on a character, it's like, wow, you're just pulling out the odd.
This guy he's plays intense. Like the young,
here he plays like the young hotshot cop who's on the rise with a bunch of, you know, cases he's getting on the news about, and he brings weird to it. Denzel's the laconic, laid-back guy. He used to live in L.A. Now he's come back down to handle some evidence for a case. The two of them team up. But then the whole film gets taken away by Jared Leto, as you can imagine. He does his crazy, weird method thing, and it's awesome. I hate to say, oh, this crap again where you like can't be called anything but your character on set, and you do all these changes to your hair and body, and you're gaunt and weird, and you put on an affectation. Damn it, you can't stop watching him. He's something else. He's found a brand new way to make you uncomfortable.
Wow. And that says something then.
He is very method. He can just, like in Dallas Buyers Club, he can embody anything with how he changes his appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And he changes his diet, too. He's so thin, and then he gets, anyways.
Yeah, and I guess you could call him anything but the Joker, you know. He's like hardcore, but it often pays, I mean, clearly he's got an Oscar, so it pays dividends every once in a while. But the film overall, it's got a lot of cliche cop tropes in it, and there's kind of a mixed bag at the end. The cops do some things, you're like, I'm slapping my forehead going, come on, you're smarter than that, you shouldn't be doing this. But I guess it takes us to this next place in the story, and there's big major surprise at the end that I thought paid off. So it's kind of a mixed bag on the whole. But, you know, just if Denzel's in a movie, you should just watch it because he's like a legend.
Yeah, Denzel, exactly.
I agree.
Paul, you mentioned the Oscars. I haven't heard any rumblings yet. Of how they're going to do the show this year. Have you heard anything yet?
No, they've just keep pushing back the date. I can't remember what it is. Let me Google it. Today's theme,
Google.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Google.
Do the Googling
information while we're on the air. But they're going to be late April, so they've already pushed back like
really?
2 months change. So all the award nominated movies, they're doing that thing again, and I may have complained about it on this show before. I call it backloading, where they just dump like 40 award movies like in 2 weeks. And by the time they give out the awards, people are like, last year, Best Picture at the Golden Globes was 1917. I'm sure everyone's going, well, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Because it played like New York and LA on Christmas and didn't even go wide until afterwards,
right?
The Golden Globes were given out. So, you know, I get that you want to be hot on people's minds right when they vote. So you come out late in the season, but you know, hopefully people don't forget how great Elizabeth Moss was in Invisible Man, or how great Ben Affleck was in The Way Back, and those coming out, back in like February and March.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think you risk more of a shot of getting lost in the shuffle of like a bunch of. And plus, when you dump that many movies in a shorter period of time, your movie has to be the greatest movie ever.
Yeah,
exactly.
Comes out and it's okay. Like,
you get so saturated. I just can't keep up right now.
Yeah, and we will be without blockbusters and still have trouble watching all the award-nominated movies before they start giving out statues.
Yeah, because I even heard, I guess the new James Bond film got pushed back again or whatever for its release for later this year.
That's terrible. I mean, it's probably the right idea, but I guess, you know, but there's a perfectly good James Bond movie out there and we can't see it. My life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, so I haven't heard how they're going to do the show. I liked the way they did the Emmys with the boxes and everyone gets a box delivered to their house. And if you won, it exploded and a confetti and an award came out. I thought that was tons of fun. Yeah. And, you know, everyone was just giving speeches from home and I can't remember who hosted, but was it Kimmel, I think? Yeah, Jennifer Aniston showed up and did a bit with him. And it was still a pretty good show. And I think the Oscars will come up with something clever.
Hopefully. I have a question.
Yes.
Promising Young Woman. What did you think?
Yes.
What did you?
Oh, that is a lot of movie.
Wow.
I loved it. It's hard.
It was for me as a woman, like, and have been in those situations. It was gut-wrenching.
For those who don't know, it's about Carey Mulligan playing a woman who, for reasons that are revealed later in the film, goes to bars and pretends to be drunk so she can go home with men who are ready and
predators, ready
to abuse her. And then when she gets back to their place, turns the tables on them. So it's a little like female revenge movie in that respect. But then it just goes deeper and deeper. Yeah.
I thought that was actually a brilliant idea, though. I really
you should,
did.
Roman can't watch this one, obviously. It's also a good lesson for men to figure this out.
Okay, yeah. What was the name of it?
Promising Young Woman.
Yeah.
And it is just, oh, man. I went through, I hadn't felt so much. I think the other movie that I wasn't as touched by, I thought I was going to be, was the, the Vanessa Kirby one.
Pieces of a Woman.
That was, for me, I cried, but it was kind of hokey in spots. It was, it tried too hard for me. Maybe that's because
I was that way with Little Women.
Oh, shut up.
Anyways, it's heavy, though. Pieces of a Woman is super heavy, and some of the filmmaking, like the opening sequence.
I thought it was kind of, they kind of pushed some points too hard, like too obvious.
Yeah.
And some spots. Oh, no, that was me.
Promising a Woman says, here's some points you don't expect at all.
Exactly. Two very different movies.
But it should be noted that Emerald Fennell, who wrote and directed that film, plays Camilla Parker Bowles on The Crown and is the showrunner for Killing Eve. So
yes.
She's like the most talented person in the world.
She is.
Right,
she can
now.
She can do no wrong. She can do anything. I love her.
Oh, yeah, which is pretty crazy. And if you ever saw the movie Wild, one of my favorite films with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yes, hikes
the Pacific Crest Trail. That movie does a great job, from the director of Dallas Buyers Club, previously mentioned, of showing how every man she comes across on the hike is a threat. Like, you gotta have your guard up for everybody. Hey, how you doing? It's like, I could be killed right now.
Yeah.
You know, they brought that up on the TV show The Fall, which is a great show with Jane Warner, Gillian Anderson, you know, where she tells that story, which may not be unique to the film, but the first time I heard it, which is like, what do men fear most about a woman? It's that they'll be rejected.
Yep.
What do women fear most about a man? That they'll be killed. And that's this shitty aspect of the world that is truth.
It is the world, you know, we live in.
Yeah, Wild explored that. Promising Woman excellently explores that as well. And, I mean, what can I say as a guy? My heart goes out to you. I mean, it's just a fucking shitty part of life that you can't even go to your car. Yeah. You know, you're at a restaurant, you got to walk to your car and got to worry. And
very true.
This movie handles that. There's some euphoria in it. There's some tears in it. There's some rage in it.
It's
a little bit of everything.
It's a good.
Really good.
Yeah. Paul, it is always good to have you on, buddy.
It twists my arm to talk movies.
Okay, we will.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, sir.
There's a couple more. Just to say the titles. Apple TV Plus gets better than Palmer with a film called Cherry with Tom Holland from the Russo brothers, who made all the best Avengers movies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is a super insane, intense, epic story of like a soldier who just, I mean, to say anything that happens to him would be, it's a, give it away, but it's a very original, there's bank robberies, there's drugs, it's a big, epic, the Russos kill it, they're so good. I mean,
Cherry.
Captain America Civil War.
On the list.
Infinity War, Endgame, I mean, these guys just delivered up, Winter Soldier, they delivered up the best Avengers movies, and now they stepped aside from that, from the MCU, to make a drama. And sure enough, it has all the hugeness and attention to detail and polish of their best Avengers movies. So Cherry. And Tom Holland's fantastic. The guy's just a great actor. I knew it when I saw The Impossible, and he continues to impress.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Well, definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Once again, guys, this is our buddy Paul Preston from The Movie Guys. You can catch him at themovieguys.net. And catch all of his interviews that he does with all the famous directors and actors and musicians in Hollywood that know what the hell
so
they're doing.
Fancy.
He is. He's so good.
Let me plug one I just did with James Maslow, who was on the boy group Big Time Rush back in Nickelodeon.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a romantic lead in a movie now called Stars Fell on Alabama. We talked all about that recently, so that's up at themovieguys.net.
Awesome. Well, go check it out, and Paul, we'll catch you next month, buddy.
Right on. Later.
Bye.
Later.
Take care.
Bye.